Okay, welcome to today's special broadcast here on Brightown.com. Because of the storm that is hitting Florida with a lot of infrastructure failures, power outages, and more, I'm joined today by Tina from the Satellite Phone Store and also Steve Slepcevich, who is a first responder, an emergency responder in many ways. So welcome both of you to the interview today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just want to make sure audio is all working and everything, because you are both in Florida right now. So who wants to give the report of what's actually happening first?
Yeah, so I'm in Florida and right now, Mike, and this storm, I think I was telling you before, it really caught me off guard. Normally, you know, I know about these storms because we're a prepper company. We help customers prepare for this kind of storm with communication, generators, solar panels. And to be honest with you, this storm kind of caught me off guard. I didn't realize how big it was. Let me just tell you something. I'm in Nokomis, which is Sarasota, Florida, and I have never seen a storm like this that has lasted this long, and it has brought in so much rain, up to 16 inches of rain in some areas.
Oh, wow.
Now, the only way I can leave my place is by a boat. My car cannot. I mean, I tried driving, and then within like half a mile, I had to turn around because, you know, the roads are pretty much most roads in my area are flooded. You can't get out of the area.
What's the power situation?
So I'm on generator. So I had to go to my generator. My power went out about midnight last night. And all I have right now is my generator. So that's what I'm using to turn the air on and to also charge my cell phone and my satellite phone. So yeah, it is, it's been kind of crazy. And also it's very dangerous to drive, even if you can get out, because there's a lot of live wires. So I think if you drive over a live wire, I think Steve can probably give you better information than I can.
Yeah.
On that. Yeah.
For sure.
Go ahead, Steve.
Let's go to Steve. Yeah. Steve, give us an overview of where it's going and what kind of emergencies are emerging.
Yeah. So if you take a look at every hurricane is a little bit different. When people go, oh, I've ridden out a hurricane before, it was a Cat 3, and the Cat 3 2 years ago was a Dahlia that actually went right in the same exact path, which is through Steinahatchee, nearby Perry there, over Madison, and then it's going to go clear across and come out in Savannah, Georgia area, and then loop out to the ocean, go around Hilton Head and come back towards Charleston. That's the current projected path. What people don't understand is this thing is carrying a lot of moisture in it, and it's going to slow down. So as this system goes through, it's got a lot of moisture in it, and as it hooks around, it's going to create a surge effect, kind of like a damming effect, that's going to go up against the shoreline. Keep in mind that it's been raining on the outskirts, and all those areas in the hillsides and the other areas are all filling up the rivers that are headed towards the coastline. So as that rain comes out towards the coastline and the hurricane loops around and pushes the surge back into the coastline, that's going to create for a historic surge and a historic flooding event. And if you know the Savannah area, where the convention center is, where the historic district is, that's a low-lying area. That's where the shipping canals go through. So there, from if this thing plays out like it's currently showing, it's going to be mass devastation. So our team's already in place, the temporary power generation, the big water extraction pumps. We have them staged in that entire area right now for this incoming event.
Wow.
As of this afternoon, right now, the shops are starting to close up and move people out. So they're letting everybody know that they have to evacuate the area. And that starts this afternoon. So they're starting to push people completely out, where people won't be showing up tomorrow, because it's the rain right now in that area is constant. I'm mobilizing that way, but my guys are already on the ground and they're telling me that things are shutting down across the entire area, that whole area where the storm is headed.
Now, importantly, you mentioned the actual land speed of the storm is slowing, and then what that means is that it will just continue to drench more and more rain hour after hour in the same location. What kind of total rainfall is Savannah looking to get?
They're looking anywhere from 20 to 30 inches
Oh,
of rain.
you're kidding me.
And so, nah. And so if you combine that with the surge and the waters that are coming through the rivers, these things are going to crest. It's getting stalled by a high pressure system. And people, you can run from wind. You cannot run from rising flood waters. And I can't tell you the amount of rescues that we had to deal with during Hurricane Ian on Fort Myers Beach. I always tell people, when you hear the evacuation orders and you see this type of stuff, pick up and get out. As a matter of fact, not to tap on to what Tina does, but my guys already are starting to get sketchy service out there on their phones.
Yeah.
So it's just the beginning. And so I always tell people, pick up your stuff, evacuate. Don't be part of the problem. You're not saving anything by staying behind. There's no power. You can't get fuel. There's no gas stations that are going to be open. You can't get food. And if you can't get off those areas, and some people are like, if you look at it, if you look at Hurricane Harvey, right? Or you look at Hurricane Florence when it hit Wilmington, Wilmington became an island. You couldn't get on or off that island unless you actually had a helicopter. There was no
Wow.
equipment. As a matter of fact, one of the main trauma hospitals started to run out of food on its fifth day. How do I know? Because we were the ones unloading the frozen goods from an Apache helicopter in a nearby parking lot.
No kidding.
So
All
you don't
right.
want to be part of that problem.
So I
You know
want
what
to
I mean?
back up what you just said. So the National Hurricane Center, the current map is showing and predicting 20 to 30 inches of rain in a very wide area between Savannah and Charleston, including Charleston, by the way, and many, many miles inland as well. And then even outside of that, sweeping into quite a lot of Georgia is 16 to 20 inches and so on. So, and this is going to affect areas as far north as Norfolk. So we're talking about a very massive area here. Where can people go? Just inland, or what are you seeing in terms of roads and evacuations right now?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You don't want to get stuck in a traffic jam trying to get out last minute, accidents on a highway. Get out earlier. Get out earlier. Take your pets with you. Move out of that area. There's not going to be any EMS services. Law enforcement's not showing up. Typically, it's 96 hours, 72, 96 hours. In a flooded area, it could be much longer than that for the water to subside. You
Absolutely.
know? So, yeah, I mean, you want to be out of those zones. You
Okay,
really do.
so wind is not the issue. Rainfall is the issue, and also, of course, infrastructure. Now, Tina, your company, the Satellite Phone Store, which is a routine sponsor of our podcast, and I want to thank you for the donations that you make available, the free phones, the free minutes, and so on to, emergency responders, law enforcement. I know you're in the midst of this, Tina, but what is your company doing to help people right now, especially to help first responders?
Yeah, so the first responders have their satellite phones. So, like Steve's team and his whole everybody on his team has an Iridium phone currently. So they're pretty set up, and other first responders that we support, we don't wait till the last minute. They're set all the time, 365 days a year, because emergencies happen anytime. But if you go to sat123.com and you want to get a phone delivered by tomorrow, our San Diego office is open. We can overnight it. You'll have it by tomorrow. So this way you'll have your phone in event you can't, your cell phone service dies. And cell phone service has been very spotty. I kind of have to sit in one area. It goes and comes. I have no internet either. So it is kind of a satellite phone is an essential that you need. So, and then also, Mike, if you want generators or solar panels, it's also not too late to get them. It might be too late to get them delivered, but for this event, but it's also nice to have. If you go to BeReady123.com and you get your generators, they're as low as, $600 with a solar panel, up to $10,000 based on how much energy you're going to need when an emergency does happen. But we've made it very affordable, and that's BeReady123.com. And then for the satellite communications, Mike, it's sat123.com.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'm really happy that you're supporting so many people in not just this disaster but other disasters. I just want to underscore for people how difficult life becomes without any electricity whatsoever, right? And if you have some kind of backup device, and I know Steve, you can speak to this with all the people that you're helping to rescue, if they can just charge a mobile phone or charge a sat phone or charge a flashlight or charge a tablet. Doesn't that make all the difference sometimes?
Well, yeah, I mean, communication controls what we call chaos. And I want to thank Tina again because she's been our exclusive satellite provider for my entire EMS team, but also the generosity on her part and her company's part to provide sat phones for the hospital directors that we deal with and the critical infrastructure that those guys have to be in communication with our teams and just their family members in those areas because they can't leave. They're anchored to a lot of these properties that in some areas are just outside the impact zone, so they're not choosing to evacuate. So that we're setting up the flood barriers for them, we're setting up private security on those sites and big extraction pumps. But the main thing that they all have in hand is a sat phone to be able to communicate with the other emergency vendors and emergency resource providers. So yeah, that's critical. But one thing people don't think about is we've seen the multiple outages on just these disruptions over the last year on cell service. And if you see what's going on in the certain temperature of the climate of the world, just look at what's happening globally and these countries that are actually cutting off cell service, like Bangladesh, completely cut off cell service and internet communication to control any type of uprising in those areas. So where our country's at it, and that's my first thing that I have, and it goes with me everywhere. It's sitting right next to me in a Faraday sleeve, right next to my Glock 19 and my P365 in the disaster zone. All the riffraff comes out, but I'm seriously looking right at my sat phone in a Faraday sleeve next to my guns, right? It's just kind of the two things it seems like in this world we need these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually brings up an important question, and I'd like your observation on this, but a lot of times the transaction systems go down because the, bandwidth is down or the power grid is down. And even if you can find a local shop that's got bottled water or food or what have you, often transactions are difficult. What do you actually see on the ground when people trying to acquire food last minute or emergency supplies or medicines from a pharmacy, but the systems aren't really working? What do people do?
Well, it's a dangerous time, right? The last thing that you want to be is coming into a store where the shelves are pretty empty and people's temperatures in a desperate type of scenario. So I see it all the time. I mean, people are stressed out. Someone's fighting over the last case of bottled water, right? The case of water. It gets really heated, right? So that's not where you want to be. That's why we say, man, get prepared, stock up, get your shelves full on your property. Don't be part of the chaos going out there. Be preventative, be preemptive, stay ahead of it. Those few hours of getting your stuff together before an event happens, and better yet, planning for a collapse. I mean, look at what the markets did today,
Yeah.
right? This is just the beginning. And there's so many fracturing systems that are happening that you really don't need a whole lot of red sirens going off to know that, hey, I better get my house in order, you know?
Well,
So,
yeah, exactly. And in fact, Tina, I want to go back to you on that. Right now, for those people in Florida, they're getting hit with two disasters at the same time. Rainfall, massive rainfall storms. But also, of course, a stock market hurricane, you could say, that's hitting right now. Assets are collapsing all over the world, starting with Japan and spreading to all Western markets, even including crypto and so on. We're headed for some hard times, but it seems to me, Tina, that People had better wise up to trading out dollar wealth for things that hold value. You know what I mean? Like maybe gold, but also preparedness supplies that you can live on. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And Mike, we have made it really reasonable to own one of these satellite phones. You get the phone for free when you sign up on a service. So your first bill is just going to be for the 1 month of service, plus the tax on the equipment, plus the shipping. So you're looking at about maybe $250. These are on $800 phones. And the monthly fee is about $95 a month. It is a 15-month agreement. I think our break-even point, and the reason why we did 15 months instead of like 12 months, our break-even on the phone in a service is about 14 months. So there's not that much margin. So we have worked really hard to make sure that everyone listening, all the listeners, all the, your followers have access to get something that's affordable. So yes, and then also, yeah, I agree with food, gold, silver. I think, as you know, I'm a prepper, and I went to your site and purchased quite a bit, a year supply of food already for myself and my son and my grandkids. So yeah, I totally agree. We need to be prepared for anything. This is an election year. This isn't a game. This is real. And we've got to be prepared for anything. So.
Yeah, exactly. And also then, Steve, as you've seen, when people are not prepared, then they contribute to the panic, right? They or if they wait till the very last minute to be prepared, they tend to contribute to the panic. And that's how you end up with traffic jams or stores that have no water whatsoever. Steve, what are the easiest, simplest things, just from your experience of watching people, face to face, what are like three simple things that the public should make sure they take care of before the storms hit?
Well, your basics, your food, water, shelter, security, right? Those are the top kind of things. Know what your evacuation plan is. Know what it's like to communicate with your family, where your meetup points are going to be without any type of comms, right? As a matter of fact, this next weekend, we're holding a grid down training with two of my top experts. One is world renowned on the survival side of it, but it's everything from how to hotwire a car, how to build out your own shelter, how to forage, how to hunt for food, how to trap. Every little detail, but it means that if you're pushed outside of a city and you're meant to fend for yourself, what that would look like. As a matter of fact, I'm taking my daughter. She's 23, grew up in the city, right? And I'm taking her with me because I take my kids to be a part of it, to learn these type of skills that should the day come, they have that type of stuff in place. Yeah, get trained, right? You could silver. You could trade some ammo, probably something you don't want to do, but if you have a big stock of it, it's going to go up very, very quickly and very fast in value. Be part of a gun club, learn how to, if people buy a firearm, I'm like, yeah, that just means you're armed. It's like going to Guitar Center and buying a guitar. It doesn't make you a musician. Get trained on these things. Get
Yeah.
trained, learn what it means to do ahead of time. You just walk around not as as a prey. You learn how to actually be that shield and protector for your family and for those around you. It's really critical, especially this time and age.
So it seems like one of the key points that you're stating here is to drill evacuation, drill meeting up with families. Also, back to Tina, isn't it important that people drill how to use the satellite phones or how to use radio comms or how to use a bivy stick? I mean, you don't want to be, thumbing through the manual on the emergency day trying to figure out like what do I dial again, right? So what do you tell
Right.
customers?
So yeah, so we tell our customers and we practice this. We have a communication drill the first of the year, usually on the 2nd of January and then the 1st of the J June, June 1st. So we have a communication drill. I have it with family, friends, employees, so that this way everybody knows everybody's satellite phone number, because you're right. The last thing you need is for something to happen and not know what to do. How do I use this? Is it, does it work? Is it charged? You don't want that. So you want to make sure that you have those drills. So at least you take out your satellite phone once every 6 months and charge it, or make sure it's charged, and then you can put it away if you need to. Also, Mike, make sure you take this with you wherever you go. I think, some of the people that I heard from this last week that I had an emergency in Georgia, one of the podcasters, Brad Barton, and he forgot his satellite phone. And he had no communication. He had no electricity. So please, you got to take it with you wherever you go. Imagine if you were vacationing in Hawaii doing Lahaina, and when all the cell towers went down and the whole island, and you had a satellite phone, but you didn't bring it with you. So take it with you wherever you go. Practice using it at least 2 or 3 times a year, and just know all of your friends, family, satellite phone numbers.
Yeah, really, really good point. Excellent advice there. And again, thank you, Tina,
So
for, yeah, Steve.
let me add to that. I'll tell you how we do it. So every quarter, every one of the sat phones, every one of my family members, every one of my team members, and our vendors have sat phones. It's on a roster. Thanks to Tina, we've also created a group of rosters of people that have sat phones in our network, from people that are in the intel community, security community, food providers, power, that type of stuff. So what we do is I made sure that every single one of our team members, including my family members, had programmed all the phone numbers into their sat phones, saved them. Then I made them videotape it and text it in, and we kept a checklist making sure that everyone completed the task. Every quarter, we do a sat drill where one person calls next person, and we're very clear about what the message is. The message that we send out, for example, from the first one is, purple plane, fruit stripes, milkman, went to the post office, DWA, for example, just to give you an example. None of it makes sense. Then the next person's got to call the next person, next person, next person. And we listen to see if, like an old telephone, if there's a breakdown. And what it teaches people to do is be absolutely 100% clear on your communication. If you didn't hear it, have them repeat again. In that process, people have found, oh, hey, I had a bad SIM card. I didn't know about that. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to charge my phone and left it on. But every quarter, they're topping off their phone, they're making the phone call, and they put it back. Why? Because in drilling, you're going to rise to the highest level of your training in that fog of war and that panic. You're going to go quickly to what you remember and what you did. If you don't complete this type of cycle with your family members, those that you're going to be communicating with, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And it's really simple. I always tell people, if you're sitting in this room, right where you're at, and you're listening to this message, and your phone was to go out and the internet was to go out, how would you get hold of your loved ones? Would they know where to go? Would you just leave the house? Now they don't know where you're at. So all the speculation, all this confusion, all this panic, all this anxiety can go away simply by putting the simple process of communication in place before an event occurs, because it's coming. I deal with it all the time for the last 35 years. I tell you, if I didn't have the SAT communication, I can't tell you where we'd be as an organization and how poorly we would respond to the calls that we get in those
Oh,
zones,
yeah.
because they're not on, power's not on, phone's not on.
A absolutely. And I'd like to ask one last question for both of you in light of where we are right now. And this doesn't have to do with the storm per se, but with the stock market crash that's happening, I don't know if you know this, but many of the online brokerages are down. They're not functioning. I mean, a lot of the popular ones, people can't log in because, well, they're overburdened with too many people logging in and trying to sell stocks. And my question to both of you is, even outside of food and water and medicine and shelter and these kinds of things, financially, when the day comes that the big hurricane of finances arrives, you won't be able to get out. It's too late at that point. Steve, what, I mean, I know perhaps finance isn't your area of focus, but in a general sense of preparedness, what would you say to people about that?
Well, I have most of my stuff's in precious metals, right? Because if it's tangible, I can carry it, I can move it, right? The system collapses. I've just never been a big fan in the crypto markets or in any type of digital currency. For me, the storm is here. It's not as a storm coming, the storm is here. It's in the early stages of it. So if you're heeding any type of warning, now's the time to make your moves, because you have in hurricanes and wide area disasters, we see you have a 4 hour window when there's collapse coming. And in that 4 hour window, if you move ahead of it, you're ahead of the curve. And if you move too late, then you're going to be like, oh my God, I waited too late. And it's not to be panicked, it's to be calm, collective, think precisely when you're thinking calmly. The other part of it becomes panic and chaos.
Yes.
And in the days to come, if it goes into that panic and chaos, then you're going to see the fallout. It's going to be on another level. And I hope and pray that people stay calm, things correct themselves, and America starts heading to a better path. But when you see what's happened over the last two administrations, printing trillions and trillions of dollars, right, and other countries pulling off our system out of the BRICS system, man, the writing's on the wall across all boards, across all indicators.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And Tina, just want to know what you would add to that as well, because, you know, you see what's happening out there. A lot of people are still unaware of what's going on. Like they won't be awakened until a storm arrives at their door, and then they panic, and it's too late in many cases. What would you say to our listeners?
Yeah, I agree with you and everything that Steve said. And at least with the hurricane, you do have a notice. I mean, all the people that are in Savannah and other places, they have a warning. I think with financial, it's just going to hit us. There's not going to be warning. And I do agree with both of you. I think metals, that's what I invest in. I have my, you know, pretty much the same thing as you. I've done the same thing. I've followed, listened to you, listened to some of the other financial advisors that are experts that come on your show, Mike. So I've set my place and my family in a pretty good situation. When something does happen, I am prepared. And I just want to also say that for the satellite phones, for the folks in the hurricane area, if you need a satellite phone, you can still get one by tomorrow. Shipping is done out of our San Diego. It's still early. We can still overnight. So go to sat123.com and get your phone if you need it before or for this storm, because cell towers are so sensitive and they're so fragile.
Tina, let me ask you this, because many people are evacuating. Are you able to ship a phone to like a hotel where they are staying or a friend's house, or how does that work?
Absolutely. As long as FedEx or UPS can deliver to those areas, I know they start to shut them down. Usually they shut everything down 24 hours before.
Yes.
So yes. So is nearby cities, and our people know these things. So when you call in, our sales agents will know where FedEx will deliver or where they won't deliver. They'll make recommendations on where you can pick it up. And Mike, this is early hurricane season. We actually just begun. The most lethal hurricanes are at the end of August and September. So we haven't seen anything yet. We're still in D, Debbie. Usually the bad ones are J and K, L. Those are, because those are right at the middle of the hurricane season, which would be the end of August, beginning of September.
Yeah,
so
like
it's,
Katrina, for example.
Yeah. It's yeah. Really good to be prepared. And, you know, and we've made it very reasonable. And just what Steve just said, it's just communication. When something happens, if our country decides to just shut down our cell phone service for whatever reason, so that, you know, we don't vote or, you know, or anything, you know that you have a way to communicate with your friends and family. And that will take 99% of the fear away when you communicate with your loved ones.
Yep.
The unknown is just the worst thing ever.
Absolutely. I want to thank you both. And Steve, can you give us your website about your emergency services?
Yeah. On the emergency services, SRP24.com. That's Strategic Response Partners, short for Strategic Response Partners, SRP24, the number 24.com. And the security services is SaberTeam.com. Which is SABRE team.com.
Okay, got it. SaberTeam.com and SRP24.com. com disaster response team. Well, we pray for your safety, Steve. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And Tina, stay dry if you can there and help as many as you can. We'll continue to spread the word from here and help people get prepared. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve. Can I
Thanks,
just
Mike.
add, I'm sorry,
Thanks.
Mike, can I just add one more
Of
thing?
course,
A
yes.
lot of companies are calling in and asking if they can get a Starlink, and the answer is yes, we do have Starlinks. They can purchase them or they can rent them for this hurricane event. So we're getting a lot of requests
Oh, really?
in the Florida, Jacksonville area, and we're delivering them. So we're hand delivering because we're only 4 hour drive, even though it's in the rain. We're figuring out ways to get those to the companies. So if any company out there that needs Starlinks, we do have them in stock and inventory.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great to know. All right. Well, stay safe and keep in touch. Keep us posted about the situation there. And thank you both.
Thank you so much. And thank you,
Thank
Steve.
you. Bye. Thanks, Tina.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye for now.
All right. Thank all of you for listening. Again, Mike Adams here with Brighteon.com. And that was Tina from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. They are a regular sponsor of our podcast, and they offer, an extraordinary assortment of preparedness and readiness devices. Don't forget about their other website, BeReady123.com as well. And I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining us today. Everybody be safe, stay prepared, and try to stay dry there. Okay, take care.
The hurricane that recently blew through Texas caused over 2 million people to lose power in the Houston area. And more people have lost power, throughout Texas and other states as well as this has moved through. Our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, has a sister site called BeReady123.com. If you go there, you'll find that they've got power solutions, backup power systems right here. They've got solar generators, they've got storage systems, they've got a survival go bag on top of that, and many other items. Plus, of course, you can get satellite phones and backup communication devices from them. They've made them all affordable with a monthly payment instead of having to buy everything up front with the phones. But if you go there, BeReady123.com, you'll find these systems that I use as backup power systems. And right now, the power grid is less reliable than ever before. It seems like we're suffering more kind of storms or, outages or just cyber attacks on the power grid from time to time. It's always important to have a backup system. These solar generators, you can charge them from the sun, obviously. They have built-in charge controllers and inverters. You can run small refrigerators off of these if you want to, or even blenders. You can recharge computers or mobile phones or batteries for flashlights or even night vision devices. So this is a really important technology area to make sure that you have squared away for your own personal preparedness and survival planning. Again, just check out the website BeReady123.com, or you can go to the satellite phone store if you just want the comms equipment, and that's at SAT123.com. And thank you for supporting our sponsors.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.